Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and thank you for joining us at the Cruzy Sisters International Internet Radio Show. Joining me today is my sister and co-host, image consultant, and spa owner, Debbie, and our local girlfriend's Bible teacher and sister in Christ, Tammy Salt. I'm Mrs. U.S. 2002 life coach and youth pastor, Tammy Cruzy. May you be inspired, uplifted, and reminded that you are worth more than diamonds. Now with some special music by our creative audio producer, Tammy Moe. Sandra Wilkinson, our floor director, will now connect you live to our studio audience just north of Seattle, Washington, at the group we call Girlfriends. This evening, but before we get started, let's open in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this night.
We thank you for the ladies here in our live studio audience. We thank you for the ladies and gentlemen that are listening to us all over the globe tonight. Lord, we pray a special blessing on our friends in the Philippines tonight and our friends in the Los Angeles area. We pray that you would be with those two groups of women doing Bible studies, and we are so proud to be with them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, this is a good friend of mine. A few years ago, I was asked to speak for something that was called Queen for the Day. Back then, I don't know how long ago it was, Judy.
2003.
At least two, maybe three. Because yeah. I think my son wasn't born yet, who just walked out the door, who's 10.
Okay,
so
there you go.
About that long. Right. So she's run a great organization, a great foundation, and I would like you first to tell me how you started Queen and what it's kind of evolved into now.
Queen It's a New Day was birthed out of a need to help women break the cycle of generational dysfunction.
Right.
And I saw this by being the director of a women's mission. I saw this by being a chemical dependency counselor, by helping so many women and seeing them and pouring into their lives and seeing they would go right back out to the streets. And from the streets, they go to the jail. And from the jail, they go to the rehab. They get back out, and they would go into jail, shelter, rehab. And this cycle was not being broken. And even though a shelter is a good thing, it didn't break the cycle of abuse. Rehab is an important thing. Didn't break the cycle of abuse.
Right.
So it was birthed through prayer. And
now, tell me about the day, though. Wasn't it? Were you and your daughter Sarah in a car?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
This is
that's the very
her.
First I ever remember.
Right. That's leading up to it. And
okay.
So Sarah had been with my daughter, who is now 30, had been with me through a lot of this work since she was a very young girl, and so she had a heart to help women and children through living that life. And her and I were headed to Seattle to have a girl day. We're going down to get our hair done, walk down to the market, have lunch. And we started praying and worshiping with broken hearts over the women's lives that were not being changed, even though we were seeing they were trying and the community was trying.
Right.
So we prayed and we said, Lord, help us stop this cycle of abuse so they stop doing the same thing over and over again. And so the Lord answered our prayer. And it wasn't very long into our worship where we were aware of the name Queen It's a New Day. Sarah writes it down. Mom's driving. By the time we got down to the hair salon in Seattle, we would always take turns getting our hair done and sit with each other and talk and just hang out. Well, we wrote the whole program during each other's hairdos, and that's it, and that's the program that we've done ever since. We've just expanded it.
So how, you know, I mean, if I see someone on the street, or I see, you know, mine would be a teenager, because that's kind of where my heart is the teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world did you just say, we're going to do this? Because I know you're not a self-made millionaire.
No.
So how did, but I mean, we all kind of have these things in our heart where
right.
we're like, well, that's a need. That how did you get it going? I mean, my dad always says, where God guides, he provides. But did all of a sudden the next day people give you all these wonderful clothing and you had pedicures and manicures and facials and all this stuff that you have and then you met 300 people the next day? I mean, how in the world? Because I came in to the room full of people and they were having this amazing luncheon and all of these women were just bawling, crying because they couldn't believe all the bad choices they made, and now they're being treated like a queen.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't just happen overnight. How in the world?
I got to tell you, Tam, the one you did pretty much happen overnight. It was in 3 weeks.
Wow.
In 3 weeks, we had the first queen program. And how we did it was God guided me. And I'd write down what the next thing to do is, and I'd make a phone call. And I'd write down the next thing. I got a hold of a limousine company. Can you please go to the mission and pick up the women? Yes, I will. I'd call a hair salon. Would you please come and do hair for this many women? I called people that did makeup and massage. And then I talked to people. I said, we need to have lunch for these ladies. And I went out to the community. I went to the newspaper And I told them what I was doing, and I told the people.
You mean
in the
you
church,
had to work for your dream? Is
oh,
that what you're trying to tell me?
Okay, I'll tell you.
Not to give up and work for our visions.
I worked so hard, Tammy, the first year for that dream, that I was on a breathing. What do you call those breathing things? I was on the
oxygen.
I was on oxygen at home in bed for 3 days after this event. I had to move all of the furniture from offices to create the atmosphere for the makeover. So, yes, you have to work for your dream. You really do. But the fact is the Lord will provide everything you need. But it's truly, what should I do, God? Okay, write it down and go do it. And I'm one of those.
Yeah.
You know, I believe, I have faith that he will provide. I never doubt that.
Right.
I just stepped out and did it. And I believe that all of us have dreams. You know I believe this.
Yeah.
We all have dreams inside of us. And everybody can follow that dream. If the Lord gives you the vision, he will give you the provision. And
right.
The provision may not be money, but he met every need that you showed up and saw. As you were so beautifully in your crowd and you sang.
I had no idea that that was a quick fix put together of everybody coming on your, you know, jumping on. Because it really looked like it was a 5-year planned event.
Yes.
I went in and I saw several hundred women of all different ages and shapes and sizes and colors. And it was God's rainbow of people.
Yes.
And very different lifestyles, but all to a spot that they were broken, you know. And I remember being so taken back. That was one of my very first speaking engagements that I had ever had that wasn't teenagers, it was to women.
Wow.
And I was so intimidated to be there. So intimidated.
I would have never known that.
And I went up and I just started seeing hurting hearts in people's eyes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw a couple ladies come in that were dressed as males. I mean, they were very much not dressed as women.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over at them, and in my heart, I just felt like being a woman hurt them so bad that they didn't want to look like a woman anymore. And I actually addressed the one lady, which I don't know where I got the veracity to do that at, and I said, I think you're afraid to look like the beautiful woman that God has created you to be. And she started bawling, and the other one ran out.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was such an air of ministry in that room that it's like when you get past yourself and you really want to help somebody else. It wasn't anything that I could do. It was such a God thing that day.
Yes.
And I keep going back to that. And there's, I want to ask you about your next thing that's happening too, which is amazing and great. But there's a few people in my own life who I want to rub up against because of their vision and their dream for women. And one is Judy. I have 4 or 5 what I call real power friends, and I have lots of power friends in this room too, but other people that are in ministries that aren't just next to me side by side here, like Tammy and Debbie are, the other Tammy and Debbie, but are also visionaries that have gone out and not said things like money are going to keep them back.
Mm-hmm.
Not said, you know, things like time. I don't have time to. I think that all of us have dreams as women. I want to get debt free. I want to lose 10 pounds, and I want to get my closet in order. Those aren't visions. Those are just goals. A vision includes somebody else. It always does.
Right.
It always does. And I know Sandra and I have a vision for stuff we want to do for youth group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helping somebody else. How can I be better? How can I do better? What can I do? But going out and getting your feet dirty and getting your hands dirty and getting to the nitty-gritty of helping somebody else is a paycheck that only God can give you.
That's right.
You know, and Judy's beautiful lady on the outside, but she's even more beautiful on the inside because of who she touches and who she reaches. So I want to say thank you for that. Thank you for being an example to me, you know, saying, just hearing that, saying, hey, there's somebody on the road over there. I want to help them. I want to go out of my comfort zone and do something else.
I got to tell you, part of being a visionary is the Lord. If you give your life, your care, and your will over to God, watch out.
Amen.
Yeah.
Watch out, my friends, because he started pointing out every hurting woman. And I now, I mean, for years now, I see them all.
Yeah, I do too.
And I feel them all. You know, and that's the hard part, but that's the blessing. And he uses that so that we will draw near to them. And it's so amazing to not be thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
I just love life not thinking about Judy.
Right.
My life is full, and I'm healthy, and I'm happy, and it seems like the only time we're not happy is when we are self-dwelling.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys see that?
Absolutely.
I mean, I really do. So if my mind is on, what can I do for her?
Entertainment is not in the mirror.
No. Surely it
is. It is not in the mirror. It really isn't. And
no.
I think we get past in our life, and I think there's people like Rayanne is young, preteen teen.
Yes.
And she was in Tijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting outside dirty with kids, helping kids. And you know what? That's getting past yourself.
Yes, it is.
Young, imagine if you guys all got that together at 12, 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
To get past yourself. It changes our choices.
It does. Changes our perspective of life. What's
Absolutely.
Important.
Absolutely.
Right? And then you start waking up every morning and you say, good morning, Lord. What can I do for you today?
Right.
I know you have my day lined up. May I please just follow your plan?
So
right?
Tell me, Judy, if somebody comes to you, because
mm-hmm.
I've had this before,
mm-hmm.
and says, there's things I would love to do for women in ministry,
mm-hmm.
but I need to wait for my husband.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Wait for my husband for what?
I've had people that won't do ministry or can't do something or whatever because they're waiting to do this with their husband.
Oh, well, you know, I have a beautiful relationship with my husband. It's just beautiful and it's deep and it's real and it's holy.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. I believe that God has called me to help women and children,
mm-hmm.
and my husband backs me up and supports me.
Right.
And he does his part in that. So when I have my queen events, he ushers in the queens. He trains the men how to treat a woman that's been abused. He's a part of that, and he loves that I love this work.
And that's one of the things in the new book or the mm-hmm. new audiobook that I'm writing. What a real man is.
Yes.
And a real man has your back, but doesn't hold you back.
Right. That's exactly the truth.
You know,
yes.
my husband, if somebody came against me, would bark at him and kill him. But at the same time, he knows where my ministry is.
Right.
And he's not called to do that.
No.
And I don't, you know, this is not marriage. We learn that the putting your hands together, this is not marriage. Marriage is this.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to be entangled with everything they do. Oh, my husband loves this sport. I better love this sport. We better do this together. And he better not do this, and I better not. And it really holds you back so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It holds you back so bad
mm-hmm.
that I think men and women, we're supposed to hold each other's heart, but not hold it hostage.
I agree. You know, from the very beginning, Richard has said, Judy, you've got to do what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
And I
can we duplicate your husband and
I think that you're going to be teaching
on
this.
I'm trying to find more men like your husband.
So women will recognize what love really looks like.
Absolutely.
Because this man has shown me true love, and that is, you know, if God tells you to do it, you just do it, and there's no questions asked. Are you going to be home? When are you going to be home? Are you cooking dinner tonight? And how we flow as a couple is, will I see you today?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I'll come home first, and then I'll come and speak with Tammy.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. Are you going to cook dinner tonight, honey? I'm asking him.
Yeah.
And he said, no, are you? I said, I'll stop at the store or I'll stop and get us. I mean, we're buddies.
Yeah.
We're really good friends. And
I really
find it sad that a woman would not do what God tells her to do because a good man would want her to be everything God created her to be. And, you know, what does it talk about? You know, the man is to wash us in the word of God.
Yeah.
And, you know, Proverbs 31 woman is one obedient woman.
Right.
Right? And so I believe a truly godly man wants his woman to be all that God created her to be, and I want him to be everything God created him to be as well.
Right. Well, I'd like you to talk to us for the next 12 or so minutes of what's on your heart. I know that you have a great book. She brought a couple of them. I'm sure we can order them, and I'd like you to tell our studio audience and also our live audience where they can get those books when you get done.
Okay. So what would you like? Do you want me to talk about
whatever
this
you'd like to do?
Well, I want to share with you guys this also because we're talking about ministry, and I really love to motivate people to be who they already are, right? It's not like you're anything new by this conversation, but inside of you there's a vision and a plan that God has for you. And those visions and plans change through the years, don't they? I mean, we're not the same.
No.
I'm not the same as I was 15 years ago. We're
always
growing. Amen. Sister friends. We're always growing and changing. So Queen It's a New Day functions every other month. We do an event. And yes, and that is a smaller event, but that opens the door to community women helping and supporting. Tammy's going to come and speak, and I think Debbie is going to come and be a Queen's Lady. And so, and on top of that, we have the Queen's Closet, which means we have beautiful back-to-work clothes for the community every day of the week. All they have to do is call and make an appointment. A stylist will show them and give them new back-to-work clothes and shoes.
Great.
And we have life skills classes. And so Queen It's a New Day, the big event for 100 women happens once a year, but we help about 200 women a year. Then we added to that because the Lord said, and I said,
it was getting too easy for you, Judy.
yeah, this you got to do something new.
Yes.
And he had laid it on my heart, Esther's Place. And Esther's Place, Esther's Place is from the story of Esther, you know, from a truly homeless woman, from a country that she really didn't fit into. So Esthers are all of us women. I believe we're all Esthers, and we all come from backgrounds of dysfunction. And so when I look at the Esthers that walk through the doors of Esther's Place from 8 to 2, Monday through Friday, you know, that's how I treat our volunteers as well as the Esthers. We don't wear name tags. You cannot tell an Esther from the volunteer.
Love it.
We bring in homemade pots of soup and baked goods, and we all sit together. And today they've made stamp cards for thank you cards for all the donations. And some of them are crocheting, and there's life skills classes, and we're going to start teaching on computers. So it's a hand-up, not a handout center. So they can come in and have a meal, they can get clothes, they can get cleaned up, they can take goodies with them. Yes, they have to go back out to the streets, but we help them come up with goals and dreams and plans.
Love it.
I teach a Bible study every day. I stop in and I pray with the women and teach a Bible study. So we help them spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. And that's God's dream for what he has asked me to do. So we do that with Esther's Place. And then another friend popped into my life as God brought him and his beautiful wife. Andy Elf is a 6-time national award-winning chef. And he said, I came from a battered mom, and she was married to an alcoholic, and Judy, what you're doing here, I've been waiting for a place to give back. So he's joined in our family, our team, and Andy Elf is job training culinary skills.
This is what our friend Heidi went to right before she got sick.
And they literally go through, I mean, things that I do not know how to chop vegetables and didn't know it, okay? I watch these, I mean, he's teaching them skills that can get them jobs. So we just had the second workshop, and at the end of it, it culminates in a beautiful gourmet dinner. So you can go on our website and see when the next dinner is and have a gourmet dinner.
Yeah.
It's awesome, isn't it, Deb? Yes. And so those ladies don't just graduate from culinary training. They are job-placed, and we have 13 Coins restaurant chef there this time. The time before it was another fabulous restaurant in Seattle,
Metropolitan
Grill.
My favorite restaurant.
Yes. And so the picture that God is creating seems to be the entrance into Esther's Place and the Queen It's a New Day into number one, Christ. And then at the end, outcome, of course, is financial stability and security. So I'm going to talk real quick now about healing the hole in your heart. And healing the hole in your heart, this book is true stories of hope and restoration from my friends, from my lady friends that I've helped through the years. And one of them you talked about, the ladies looking, they were dressed like a man, and they had been so abused that they just had to turn away from being feminine because that was their protection from the pain. One of those ladies is in this book with a changed name, and I won't use her name now as well. But she is now, after Queen It's a New Day and connecting with Christ as her Savior, she gave her life caramel over to God. And now she's successful, reunited with her family. She's a nanny. She has a fabulous life. And you know what I know for sure is when you meet Jesus and you give your life caramel over to him, your future is bright. And all of your devastation from glory to glory turns into empowerment in the life of your dreams. And that's what this book is. And I talk about in this book stories of hope and restoration because I've helped so many women come alongside of them. And I realize something that I want to share with you ladies tonight, and that is they're us and we are them. We all come from something devastating. Is there any uh-huhs to this?
Yeah.
Any amens? You know, and so when we think about the people in this book, their stories may be just like yours. I don't know. But, you know, we all have a story, and we all need a Savior, and we all need healing in our hearts. And we don't find healing in our hearts any other place than starting with Jesus.
Amen.
So it's Jesus is where the beginning is. So what my next book is it's about how to heal the hole in your heart. And it's by developing intimacy with God.
I love it.
And if you have intimacy with God because of his love, then you have intimacy with yourself, and then that love of God flows through you out to others. So you're not giving on an empty self.
Right.
So many Christians, they are spending their time doing ministry, and it's an activity. Because it works. It's what they think they're supposed to do.
Filling their calendar.
Filling their calendars, making them feel good about themselves, but what are they doing with their own life? And I don't believe that the Lord wants us to skip ourselves and help our sisters. I believe that the Lord wants us to have him so full inside of us that love flows from us, even at the grocery store. Wherever we walk, wherever we talk, we're walking in the Holy Spirit and we're loving people.
Right. Yeah.
And so I really want to write on intimacy with Christ. And how do you find intimacy with Christ? And the first thought that I had was, I remember when I met Richard, I had Richard attacks. I craved his smell. Isn't that crazy? Did you guys ever feel that way about a man?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. I would walk over to his shirt and I would smell his shirt.
Darlene still does.
Look at it. She does.
His don't smell his underwear.
So with intimacy with the men in our life as an example, but put that on steroids. What does God do for us? He is our husband. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is our healer.
Right.
He is everything we need.
Right.
There's nothing really we need more than God in our life and our Savior, Jesus Christ, right?
Okay.
And then the Holy Spirit guides and directs our life. But how much time do we spend with him? How much time do you spend with those you love? And so that's a workshop that I wrote. It's called Intimacy Training. And it's about how do we develop a relationship with God. We know how to develop a relationship with a man. You look cute, you smell good, you cook for him. You know, you flirt with him, you do all these things.
Right.
What do you do with God? What do you do with God? How much time do you spend with God?
Right.
Do you have time to spend with God? Think about that yourself. Tammy, what do you do with God? I mean, I know for myself, I pray all night long.
Yeah.
I wake up, even in my bad dreams, the Holy Spirit comes in and stops it. I mean,
get out of here.
Out of here. This is my home.
Right.
And so intimacy with God is developing the closest relationship you have with anybody is with our Savior. And then, you know, when you have a man that does the same, the outcome is you have a great relationship. Great relationship.
Now, before we go on to that, Judy, is there a number or something that they can call? They can just. Do you want to just call in my 1-800 number if they'd like to order your book?
Sure,
you can call 1-800-800-6121. That's 1-800-800-6121. And tell them you want to order Healing the Hole in Your Heart by Judy Hoff through the Cruzy Sisters International Internet Radio Show. We'll have our director put that also on our information screen. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, we have run out of studio time this week. but we want to say thank you for joining us. We never close out a service or a program without giving people the opportunity accepting Christ as their personal Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, acknowledge you're a sinner. B, believe Christ died for you. And C, confess Him openly. That's all Christ asked us to do. You can repeat a simple prayer like this. Dear Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. Please forgive me of them now. Please come into my heart and my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, we would be honored to know. Please call us at Cruzy Brothers main office, 1-800-800-6121. That's 1-800-800-6121. And we would be honored to talk to you. We want to thank you for joining us today. Our sponsors are the Cruzy Brothers World Outreach, celebrating over 40 years on consecutive television and radio. Our executive director, Reverend Stanley Rowe. And we want to thank our floor directors, Sandra Wilkinson. Until next time, may God richly bless you.